You're listening to Weekend Edition on 90.5 WESA. I'm Sarah Schneider. Last night, a jury found former East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rossfeld not guilty of homicide. The white officer was charged in the fatal shooting of unarmed black teen Antoine Rose last June. Rose had been fleeing a car that was involved in a drive-by minutes earlier. I'm joined by WESA reporter Anley Herring, who has been covering this case and was at the Allegheny County Courthouse last night when the not guilty verdict was handed down. The jury was selected from Dauphin County, and they came back with a verdict in less than 4 hours after a week-long trial. Anley, what was the immediate reaction in the courtroom?
The most noticeable reaction was that of Michael Rossfeld's wife. She broke down immediately and she was shaking uncontrollably. She leaned over and put her head in the lap of the woman next to her. She was really, really not maintaining her composure. She had just learned that her husband, who potentially could have spent the rest of his life in prison, would walk free. So it was a really dramatic moment for her, as well as for the family of Antoine Rose. Rose's mother, Michelle Kenny, had a very different reaction. She wasn't crying. She certainly didn't look pleased with the result. And later she expressed that she was disappointed, though not surprised. Antoine Rose's sister sobbed quietly next to his mother. And as people started to file out of the court, you could hear Rose's mother say, "We're going straight to the car." She seemed to just want to get out of that courtroom. And then Michael Rossfeld was facing the judge, so I couldn't see him from the gallery. But at one point, as the judge was, you know, thanking the jury for its service, he did put his arm around Tomasi, and I imagine he was feeling extremely relieved.
And Tomasi is his lawyer, correct?
That's right.
So the jurors had really long days during this case with testimony from witnesses, including Rossfeld himself. So what options did these jurors have?
The jurors had a total of 5 options. The first was to find Michael Rossfeld not guilty of homicide. He was charged on 1 general count of criminal homicide, and that's the option they chose, obviously. Their other 4 options were either first or third degree murder and voluntary and involuntary manslaughter, and those degrees all vary depending on whether the jurors thought Rossfeld intended to kill Antoine Rose and whether he committed that killing with malice.
Mm-hmm. And so in order to get a guilty verdict, what did the prosecution have to prove to the jury?
The prosecution had to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the highest standard possible, that Michael Rossfeld was not justified in shooting Antoine Rose. So that's why Rossfeld's attorney, Patrick Tomasi, argued that Antoine Rose had just committed, or was an accomplice at least, to a forcible felony. He was in a car that had been involved in a drive-by minutes earlier, and he said that Rossfeld shot to stop Antoine Rose from fleeing and potentially harming the community or Rossfeld himself.
Rossfeld's lawyer says this case wasn't about race. Rossfeld is a white man, Rose a black teenager. So what did the lawyer say the case was about?
So Patrick Tomasi really distilled his argument, a key point of his argument, to one point, and it's about what are police officers authorized to do. We expect them to protect the community, and Michael Rossfeld acted consistent with the law on that and his training. So he really presented a simple picture to the jury about how things should work.
So what's next for the Rose family?
Well, the family has already brought a civil suit in federal court claiming wrongful death against Officer Rossfeld, the Borough of East Pittsburgh, which employed him whenever he shot Antoine Rose, and some other entities and officials. So their attorney, Fred Rabner, who is representing them in that suit, says they will move forward with that action and hope to get justice from their perspective following that path.
WESA's government and accountability reporter Anley Herring has been covering this case all week. Find her stories and others online at WESA.fm.